People were not very optimistic, and I remember looking over at Sue and I said, after all the discussion, I said, well, Sue, what do you think? And should we do it? And she had this real troubled look on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me in the eye and she said, yes.
Okay.
And I said, well, I agree. I said, I couldn't stand to live one block from this thing and watch them widen and retrofit that freeway.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it would kill me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I'd have to leave the city before I could stick around and watch that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought, even if we had the smallest chance of winning, that I wanted to give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a hard time getting people to sign on.
And this was like Christmas, winter.
Yeah, so in January, we started writing the ballot measure.
And who wrote the ballot measure?
Well, it was a secret at the time.
Oh, okay.
But it was actually Peter Albert.
Okay.
But with a lot of input from other people, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a beautiful document. I mean, he's a beautiful writer.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote in there everything. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I've looked at it online, but I need to read it more carefully.
Well, it was really, really well done, because in the ballot initiative, we had to set up the boulevard legally.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out, so, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really very difficult one to write.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it very successfully, and it was, as Tom Rudovitz said, poetic.
Mm-hmm.
It was just poetic.
Mm-hmm.
And
and he was at the city, so he couldn't really publicly be.
He was an employee of the planning department at the time.
Right.
But I wouldn't tweet this in anything that would get him into trouble.
No. He's at BART now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.